Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everyone to our August 10th, 2023 regular bi-monthly meeting. It is now 12 o'clock. Would you like to open this in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just ask you, we invite you to come in the midst of this meeting, Lord, and give us your mind on the things that you will have done in the township. And Lord, don't make it about us and as individuals, but make it about the people of this township. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I can have a roll call, please.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And gentlemen, for the record, who led the pledge?
It was Jan.
Okay, just want to make sure. I always try to like identify
my
the
partner.
All right, thank you.
Okay, next, old business, approval of the meeting minutes of 7/13/23. Are you on both of these? Or
I'm on the the 13th I can do and the 19th I can do. I was not here on the 27th.
Okay, so I'm going to do just these two. Approval of the meeting minutes for 7/13/23, regular meeting of 7/19/23. If there's no further discussion on those two, I'd ask for a second.
I will second those.
And a roll call, ma'am, when you're ready.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And continuing the approval of business meeting 7/27/23. Mr. Horn, if you're satisfied with that, if I could have a second.
Sorry.
And roll call when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
I abstain.
Ralph?
Yes.
And we'll start off with new business, Patty Spencer.
I have a couple of things, not a whole lot. Let me first give this to you. This is just what I'm going to be talking on. This was information given to me through my email with the city liaison, and I will pass it around. The first thing is this Saturday is the International Overdose Awareness Day, and Mary Haven is hosting a get-together to highlight the issues, and it's going to feature speakers, activities, food trucks, information on overdose awareness and harm reduction resources. They're going to have a donation volunteer drive for Mary Haven. So any of you that have an interest or have family that may have an interest, feel free, you can go. It's going to be at Mary Haven from 12 to 3.
You don't have to get up.
Then the second thing I have is September 19th in the evening. It's a Tuesday. Is the community conversation on violence prevention that the City of Columbus Office of Violent Prevention will be holding on Parsons Avenue. So it's just an informational, and again, if that's something that any of you might be interested in, you can register to attend at the link, and go. And that's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you, Patty.
Anyone have any questions for Patty? I'd open the floor at this time. Hearing none, I will close the floor, and we are going to move to the police department. Chief Smith, he is out. Is there anyone in for Chief Smith?
Yeah, I have okay. The stats for July 2023. Total calls for service were 887. Some of the highlights for July 2023, there were 45 runs for domestic violence, 162 for suspicious activity, and 27 for theft, which helped total the 887.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want to do the resolution approving?
Yeah, I have a resolution for David Ratliff, 2023-152. It's a resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for David Ratliff. Be it resolved, the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning August 2nd, 2023 through August 15th, 2023 for David Ratliff per the employee's MOU.
And everything statutory is there, everything's been met as supposed to.
Yes, sir.
Hearing that, I will ask for a second if there's no further discussion on the matter.
Just a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's already utilized part of his time, and you say it's due back 8:15, so
I don't have a definitive date as to when he will be back. I know David just started therapy on his shoulder.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I understood you say it was going to be
It's for 80 hours.
Done by 8:15. That's what I understood.
It's just for 80 hours, Mr. Warren.
It'll take to that point.
Through August 15th. Okay. From August 2nd, August 15th, it's 80 hours that he's on injury leave.
Okay.
Do you have the number of hours that we've already paid out on this?
It's at least 3 times 8.
He's been out since May, so just, and there's 2 pays a month.
Okay.
So,
and have we talked to Sedgwick about possibly getting it off of our payroll so it's not coming out of police funds?
We are in discussion with Sedgwick and BWC to look at the alternative as to the township paying 100% of the employee's salary, where they submit their wages to BWC and BWC initially pays 72% of the salary, again, as opposed to the township paying 100%. Okay. Yes.
Because, I mean, this is a big hit to the budget, but I will second this since you're looking into it.
And then the 80 hours, is that our time that we're giving him, or is that 80 hours of his leave time?
No, we're giving him
that. This is coming.
As mandated by the BWC.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't use any of his leave time.
Okay, just double checking. Mm-hmm. With that being said, do we have a second on this?
I will second it.
Okay, and a roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I really do think we need to look heavily into getting funding elsewhere, because it really...
Well, if we pay PWC, why
would
PWC not be doing their part?
It's coming out of the police budget, and it's not I'm against paying the man. He's injured. Right. It's where the money comes from.
Right. Our monthly installment for BWC is $9,800 every month.
Might as well get something for a month.
I mean, that's all employees, but it's every month. It's
like
90.
Someone backing into your car, and then you're going, well, I don't want to turn
I'll
in on the insurance.
Yeah.
So I'll fix it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
monthly installment that the township pays for their BWC premium is, I can't remember the last part of the digits, but it's at least $9,800 a month. And you times that by 12 months. That covers all the employees, but we are paying that contribution every month.
Sheriff's Department, Deputy Hamilton is not in. I'm going to go to the Fire Chief, Arnold.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How is everyone?
Good.
Just have a few items for you today. You should have a resolution where we can accept approximately $21,000 through the Ohio Ambulance Transportation Program. That is basically ARPA funding from the federal government transferred to the state, and the state pushed that out to ambulance transportation workers for a salary bonus for working through the pandemic. Basically the easiest way to put it. So it was $21,000 to split amongst, I believe, 37 of us are still eligible for that one. We just have to accept the money from the state, basically.
Okay, so how do you want to...
Steve has the resolution number, I believe.
Okay.
That's 147, resolution number 147.
147?
Yep.
Sure,
2023-147. That's right.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I'm not reading the same thing you're reading. Okay.
Okay, so you guys, are you going to accept the resolution?
Yes, okay, I believe we are. Are you going to go ahead with that, sir?
Yes.
So you guys...
Resolution 2023-147, resolution approving the acceptance of an Ohio Ambulance Transportation Program grant for the fire department. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the acceptance of $21,622.78. Grant from the Ohio Ambulance Transportation Program under the American Rescue Plan Act for services performed during the COVID pandemic.
Any further questions? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second this, and I do have a question, though. Fiscal Department has all the paperwork on what they need to do on the
receiving
of it, and also in case of an audit on it.
Yeah.
Okay. I will second it in that case.
This grant is in good shape.
Okay. And roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Then I had asked permission last meeting about utilizing some of the ARP funding that we still had to purchase bulletproof vests for the engine.
Is this also for the medic too, sir? Or the medic already has?
Currently, I think they're about 5-year-old.
Okay.
This is for the engines because they got added
gotcha.
To the violent.
Well, they run as a first responder with them.
Yes, and more so because they changed the way they dispatch that. So they get put.
Do you have that one?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve doesn't have it.
I believe it's the quote I got.
149.
Which was the best and most fitting quote of $7,258.88, I believe.
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
It should be in the resolution.
I just don't have that.
Exceeded.
You need the dollar amount, Rob.
I was just looking for the dollar amount. Okay, we're not.
$8,000.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
So we're just doing, the resolution is for $8,000.
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's what I was looking for.
Wait a minute, for which resolution?
140. For the bulletproof vest.
Okay.
How many vests is that, Bob?
I believe it's 8.
Okay, thank you.
And all of our guys will, all of our, yeah, all of the guys and gals.
That fits every person working on any truck, as well as our EMS coordinator, and then there's leftovers for students, since we have students quite often on the vests.
Okay, because I was quite concerned when I arrived on the scene over in Wedgwood and our fire was there. I didn't realize the medics had vests, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they'll say EMS and fire on them.
Okay.
Is that what we're talking about regarding the bulletproof?
Bulletproof vest for the fire.
So if there's no further questions on this, I would ask for a second for resolution 149.
I will second it to for the approval of using ARP money not to exceed $8,000.
Robin, do I need to read it?
Do you want me?
I mean, if you want to read a little, you don't have to read
the whole
thing.
I can read it.
Let's just make it clean.
Yeah, just as you've been doing the rest, it's fine.
I'd like to make a motion to have a resolution 2023-149. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the authorization of the appropriation of ARP funds not to exceed $8,000 specifically for the purchase of bulletproof vests for Franklin Township Fire Department. There is an exhibit attached.
That would be the
dollar amount of how much it is, yeah.
Okay. If there's no further questions on the matter, I'd ask for a second, Mr. Horn.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Was there a separate resolution to access the ARP funds to buy turnout gear for our new guy?
It would probably be two separate ones because
there should be
there another one in there?
There should be.
That's one of our newest hire is taller.
Yeah, there is. 154.
Okay. Taller than anyone that's worked here previously, apparently, because I couldn't find any gear that fit him. I tried Prairie. Prairie doesn't have any pants that fit this kid.
Yep.
So we'll read this off and then go from there.
Resolution 2023-154, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the authorization of appropriation of ARP funds not to exceed $2,700 and specifically to purchase turnout gear for fire department. See Exhibit A. Exhibit A is just simply expelling out what the gear is and the shipping and costs. So.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it. Oh, I can't second it. I made it.
Mr.
I read
Ward,
it.
Would you second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, and a roll call when you're ready, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
And finally, there's a resolution on your desk accepting a grant from Energy Transfer. It's a first responders grant as part of the relationship we have with the oil companies up off Fisher Road. This is the one at the corner of Wilson and Broad, the smaller one, but they have a substantial amount of money they give back to the community. So I approached them about buying some of the fluorine free foam so that if they actually have a fire, we're not contaminating the entire west side, including us and everyone else with forever chemicals. They agreed to pay $15,000 worth of new foam to outfit our foam equipment. We still
have the foam truck and stuff of that nature that they've paid for and et cetera, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So be it resolved, I see it, resolution 2023-146, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes acceptance of a $15,000 grant from Energy Transfer First Responder Fund. See Exhibit A. Exhibit A is the outline of a email to Chief Arnold. If there's no further discussion in the matter, I would ask for a second.
I have a question. Does Fiscal have all the appropriate paperwork on this grant?
We're working on that. We're working through the W-9. We have to send them a specialized W-9 so that they...
I have it on my desk for you.
Okay.
We don't have finalized paperwork from them yet other than emails that have been transferred back and forth and saying you have it, the money's coming, we just need
okay.
This
W-9. I will second it on the with them getting the paperwork to Fiscal.
And roll call when you're ready, ma'am.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Road Department, Mr. Stevens.
Hello, everybody.
Hi,
Jim. I only have a couple things on the agenda. First of all, the first one I have is we were in a situation to where we had to purchase a new asphalt roller because our 1983 model engine locked up on it and it cannot be fixed. Can't even get parts for it.
Costs more to fix it than to replace it.
So I'm asking for a resolution. I've already gotten with Mr. Mazel on a resolution to go ahead and junk the old or scrap.
I should say
scrap the old roller.
Okay. You want to read it? I can. I got it. Resolution 2023-145, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the authorization of scrapping the asphalt roller that is in disrepair used by the Township Road Department, VIN number 15SRH88082, model SRH150. And make Eagle Beaver. The make is Eagle Beaver. So this is a resolution just to scrap that one.
If there's no further discussion in this matter, I'd ask for a second.
Second.
Hearing the second, ma'am, when you're ready, roll call.
Thank you. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
And after scrapping that, whatever funds it generates, I'll bring back to Lindsay and Robin, and they can appropriate it back into wherever they want.
Okay.
The only other thing that I've got on the agenda, which is kind of a big one, a couple months ago in a meeting, you all, the board gave me permission to go ahead and start moving forward, working on possibly a new maintenance shop for the road department. Just because of the disrepair that our building is in back here and being very unsafe for the deals. So we've been working on getting quotes, which I've gotten some quotes here. Looking at different places, we weren't really sure where we would possibly build it at. Something has come to be to where there's a good possibility we might be able to put something together up in the side lot at Station 192. I've already spoke with Chief Arnold about this and kind of went over everything. I laid it all out. Brian and I went up and laid it all out.
I have one, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Do you have an extra one, Jim?
Yes, or ma'am. Your
notes? Thank you.
This lot, the lot that is up here at Station 192 right now is only being mowed. It's a perfect lot, good location. And if you look at this, the way that it is laid out, I actually, Mr. Mazur had an opportunity to come up and look where we had it laid out, and so did Mr. Leisure.
Yep.
If you look on the first page, a small page, this is actually looking out towards Sullivan Avenue. The driveway area would go out to Sullivan Avenue, that way we wouldn't be utilizing the actual asphalt driveway that's coming in on the firehouse. Mm-hmm. Your water and sanitary supply and your gas supply, everything is literally right in front of the building. Mm-hmm. We would have to install a 16-inch storm in that ditch, cover that up to where we can have an entrance. You come in the driveway, you're going to have a gravel area that's going to have to be in front of the actual building. That way, when we come in, we can get turned around with the trucks and trailers and back them in to the shop.
Jim, if I may, on the distance, how much distance is there from the property? 5 feet?
We're working on it right now. We're working on whatever the easement's going to have to be. Right now, okay. We're at about 5 foot easement off the fence. So, okay. If we need to, we need to skip. The building itself is 60 by 120. If we need to scale back to, let's say, 110, you know, we can possibly do that and make it work.
I thought 5 feet was, and also the fence may be in a foot, so.
I guess here in a second, I'm going to get to a major question that I'm going to have to ask, and then I'll dive further into that. If you look at the second page, it pretty much lays out the building, 60 by 120. It's a 5-bay building with a wash rack in it. Ceilings are 16 foot high, which I spoke with Chief Arnold about that, having the opportunity to be able to bring their engines in and actually lift up the hoods and everything on their engines. Where we're at right now, it gives them another opportunity to have some place where they can come in and do some maintenance on their stuff too.
So that wash bay would accommodate even a fire engine if we needed to get the salt.
We have an outlet.
Save money on
rock. If you're looking at the picture and you look up where it says 60 feet, you see two firemen standing right there beside a little black square. That's a storm drain. So we actually have close access to a storm drain to put all of our floor drains going through an oil separator into a storm drain. So we're in good shape there. One of the best things about this area is on the very back side, you see it's all lined up with a dark blue. Had to cut one corner off of their aerial view. But this is already fenced in on three sides. Mm-hmm. We would only have to install a small section of fence over by the dumpsters to tie in and completely secure that back area. I can't tell you the amount of batteries and fuel that we've had to replace from being stolen back here because we don't have room to get all of our equipment into, and it's free access to whoever wants to come over and do whatever they do. Having something that's secured like that, it's going to be a huge asset to us. On the back side of the building, we're looking to put a 20 by 60 lean-to on that because then we'll be able to get equipment in out of the weather underneath of the lean-to, which is something we thought about doing back here, but that project kind of got kicked off to the side because of this one. I've got copies of two of the quotes that we received so far.
And while you're passing those out, there's enough area for a small salt barn to cover the western.
You've got yours.
Yes.
Yours.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Which will save labor.
And these two quotes, there's like a $30,000 difference in them. Looking at the two quotes and looking at the material that you're using, I prefer the Ohio Lumber quote over the Pickwell quote, but Ohio Lumber is a little bit more expensive. Very familiar with building pool barns. Had a company that actually did that for years. The question I'm getting at, I guess, in the long run, right now we're just trying to get these quotes in. I'm not asking to say, hey, you were going to go with this company. I just want you guys to kind of get an idea of the numbers that we're looking at. These two quotes here, what those figures are, is for the actual shell to go up. That's the shell completely finished, insulated, lined with white metal on the inside, no concrete floor. So we would have to kind of do it in, there's two of them there, John.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah. So we'd kind of have to do it in segments. We would put up the shell, get it all completed, and then right now I'm working on getting quotes for having the concrete floor put in. A lot of the prep work, or I should say all of the prep work to get all of this work done, we're very capable of doing that ourselves. We have the ability within the road department. We would just need to possibly rent a dozer to be able to take the topsoil and everything off and be able to spread the gravel. The storm lines, the drains, everything, we can actually put all that installation in prior to them pouring any kind of a concrete floor. You know, just trying to save a little bit of taxpayer dollars by letting us go ahead and do that. Hence, we're looking into wintertime doing this, so it's going to kind of give us a little bit of an opportunity where we're not out on the road taking care of high grass, so on and so forth, so we'd be able to do some of that then if we're capable of getting it started at that time.
We too would want to make sure that it's okay. I know that we've had issues before where they question that. I'm just basically saying.
I get it. And that's something that, you know, I think that's something that we can actually work through, seeing that it's funded correctly the right way through the conversations that I've had with our state auditors.
Okay.
As long as it's all funded.
Yeah, I just wanted to just put that out there.
Sure. Something that kind of brought up while Ryan and I were sitting there talking with Chief Arnold the other day, if by chance we're able to put it on this lot, bring the water line back, we would ask the city of Columbus if we could actually bring the water line back and install a hydrant on that line coming back, which would actually service the fire department and service us for our hydro excavator and their fire trucks, instead of us sitting out in the middle of the road loading the trucks.
Great idea.
I guess the big question, and the main reason I'm really bringing all of this to your attention today, is through all of the quotes and everything that I'm getting, everybody's asking location.
Mm-hmm.
So now what I'm going to ask the board, showing you what we've seen here, some of you that's actually made it up and seen the layout and see how it would work on this lot, I would like to ask the board to make a decision. Is this okay? Is this area, this location, okay to proceed forward with? Getting our quotes, and when they're asking me, okay, where are you planning on building this building at?
So the one thing that I would probably want to start with, this property lies in the city of Columbus, does it not?
No.
It is township.
Township.
So it's just had the, we would end up having the city amenities to it, meaning sewer and water, correct?
Correct.
So have we checked as far as permit-wise, what we can do and can't do?
I have not, sir, because I wasn't sure if this is where we could go.
Okay.
Once I get that figured out, then I'll go deeper.
So what I would recommend me is to come back to the board, and I know at some point we'll have some meetings on this. Are we even able to put it there? Can we get the zoning needed and et cetera? So rather than say, yes, we can do X, Y, and Z, and then we find out, no, you can't do it, why don't we just go ahead and continue the fact-finding as you're under and come back to the board with, okay, here's what we got to do. Our setback has to be X. And
that's primarily, John, where I'm headed with this, is I just want to make sure that the board's okay with moving forward on this
line. I would make a motion that we'd move forward with finding out all the information.
Well, we've already got a motion for that.
Just continue on with that.
Yeah, just continue on.
I'm good with that.
I have personally went up and seen the layout, and I think it's going to be a fantastic, and one nice thing is you'll have a restroom that you're not getting wet when it's raining.
And the drains were
and all the drains work. This building back here has one drain that works. One drain. They've got to connect. It's amazing. What they've done to get the drain.
Everything drains into the urine.
Yeah, it's in the wall and back wall. If you touch it, it just
terrible back there.
Concrete just falls apart.
It's raining and you're in the restroom.
And then Jim, I would like to see a estimate or what it would cost us, and if we're allowed to use the same money, but we're going to need to tear that building down.
Sure.
I mean, it's going to, we need to have that in the plans. As soon as you move there, then that comes down.
Oh, absolutely. That building.
It won't take much.
Zip up there, but that.
Yeah.
It won't take much.
But I just don't want to forget that the purpose that we're moving from one to the other, that we would want to see what it will cost us. I mean, I know in the past we've done some of that ourselves, and we rented the dumpsters and just put the whole houses in the dumpsters, and I think that we can do that ourselves too as well. Yeah. But I mean, I know that there's a gas, water, stuff like that would need to be shut off correctly in order, I guess not so much that we would do it incorrectly, but it would be need to be Columbia Gas signing off.
Just like we did next school.
Yeah, exactly.
And the one, if hopefully the building and everything goes up, that's where the road department will be localized out of. We will report there every day. Our office and everything will be right there. The only thing we would have down here would be the salt barn during the winter, possibly, you know, backhoe or something down here. Or in the meantime, while everything's getting built, utilizing this building back here for equipment.
Okay.
I have one more question. Sorry, Ralph.
Okay.
Go ahead. Steve, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just have one question. The taxpayers have hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, invested in equipment. How much is, what type of equipment is always exposed to the elements? We're trying to protect their investment.
We've got, well, that's just like with our new jetter back.
Mm-hmm.
This building we got back here, the bay doors are only 10 foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
That jetter back is darn near 9.5 foot wide. It's, you've got this much room clearance. The jetter backs had to sit outside. The tractors had to sit outside. We've got trucks that had to sit outside.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's to the point now where, you know, by the grace of God with the board, you guys have been generous enough over the years to allow us to have the equipment that we need to be able to do our job now where we didn't have it before.
Okay.
So
it's not us. It's these taxpayers.
Everybody, yeah, absolutely.
But now it's time for us to take care of it.
And one of the good things about this building, it would not cost the town. It would not cost the residents for the building, because that would be coming out of the ARP fund, correct?
Well, you also have funding sitting there from when we were going
right,
to purchase.
Right, but what I'm saying is,
yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
Right. So we're not taking anything from the general fund or any other fund other than the government ARP.
Our time.
Yeah,
but
we will have to show for your time under the ARP. Some of that will have to be billed from what I think that the auditor says. We'll do whatever the auditor says.
As we're working our way towards getting there to the end of the line, then we'll get everything.
Okay.
I have one question, and it's the question of why do you prefer Ohio Lumber over the other quote? Because like you said, there is a significant amount of funds different.
I guess the reason when I was sitting there going through both of the quotes, and I'm going to dig through them a little bit deeper, some of the material that Ohio Lumber is using compared to what the material that Pickwell Lumber is using. In my past, it's better material. Also a question that I've got, and I was looking at this today again, the one from Pickwell Lumber, when you go down to the 5 bay doors, it doesn't really, it just spells out 5 12 by 12 frame openings only, and only is in huge letters.
Yeah, I see that.
So I'm wondering, because it says overhead doors done by other. Okay, who's other? You know, I just picked up on that one today, so I'm going to get back in touch with Pickwell Lumber and figure out exactly what they mean by that. Or do they have that built into their quote already, but they have somebody else going to install the doors and the openers?
My practices, what I do when I write that into a bid at my day job with electrical contractor, is that's by others, us, the end user. That's my experience.
With my business that I had prior to the township, I would look at that as if being done, I would write it into our contract as being done by somebody outside of contract.
Well, yeah.
That's why I'm trying to figure out, I need to figure that one out. But it's just the material that they use and the way that they do with their posts and the way that they build their posts and everything, that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim, what we'll do, we'll give references.
Sure.
As you're familiar with.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're familiar with this.
That's how big
a question or two that I had. What's the intent of our current office, and I call it warehouse office out here? I mean,
which one are you talking about?
The one
you're talking about where our office is now?
Yes, sir.
That building can be utilized by fire department, police department. Steve could move into that old office out there and be happy.
I think it'd be a great place to move the office.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so is there a preventative plan?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
It would have to be utilized while we're doing the building up there. And then the possibility, I mean, sooner or later, the board's going to have to think about what they're doing here.
I mean, just for the sake of doing something, I'm looking at $200,000 sheer output.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not taxpayers' dollars.
What?
It's not taxpayers' dollars.
Well, John, there's other factions here that we need.
But we have to only be
able to. There is other considerations, such as the outside repairs that we need.
We have to be subject to be. There's terms for what we can use that money for.
Yeah, okay.
For repairs and things of that nature, it may not qualify under the ARP.
Yeah,
we do. There's stipulations that came with that. That's a whole laid out. I'm sure that their office can give you the layout of what you can actually use that money for. Because if you use it incorrectly, then now you got to pay it back.
There seems to be a little indecisiveness. I don't know. You and I started talking about a few things there. And, you know, there's things there that, my point is, are we allowed to use that money? I mean, I get it, Jim.
Yeah.
That building over there out here needs to be leveled and so forth.
Steve and I both have sat in meetings.
Yeah.
And,
What my point is, I think we need to have a little get together and see if there is maybe some other way that we can satisfy the needs out here. Point being is, I don't disagree. I don't want that expensive equipment sitting out in the weather all the time. What are any other opportunities or alternatives?
Mr. Warren,
do we just need a cover to keep it out of the weather?
Quite honest with you, Mr. Warren, that won't work.
You realize some of our equipment, like the Jettervac and all that money we spend in that, it has to be in a heated, because the water freezes.
Right.
Well, then that's why we put water.
Correct.
Money
that
in
is correct. That is correct.
Well, that, Mr. Warren, that building out there has no water. It has no sanitary. We put heating and air conditioning in it just because we had to have a heated building to put our trucks, because we can't get our trucks in this building out here anymore. It's the only reason why we did that. The building out back, to be able to just utilize that, and we tear this one down, we'll have more equipment sitting outside that needs to be enclosed in a climate controlled building.
And the reason that we also put heat in there is not, and is the gentleman working on stuff, and if you remember last winter, we had that ice storm, it was so cold that whole week. Fortunately, prior to that, we put heat in there. If not, they're trying to work on the equipment with no heat, standing outside. So,
I realize the weather, all those things.
Right. And then we also have air conditioning, if you remember. We were asking our gentlemen to work in heat. We had actually started bringing them in like, what, 4 in the morning and then leaving at 2 so that they could beat the heat. And I think last summer was pretty hot and you guys were able to get work done. Air conditioning, and they need to work on stuff. They had something that they could make it 75 degrees versus 120 in that building.
I guess, Ralph, maybe to answer your question a little bit better, trying to think of other options
right.
to do.
That's what I'm trying to
there really is
make
no
sure we do our diligence to.
We have nothing here on this footprint. We have no space on this footprint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To do anything at all, really, to add, to build on that building back here needs
right.
flattened.
Yep. Right.
And that's an understatement when it comes to even working in there safely. Mm-hmm. We don't have no room. Mm-hmm. And if you have to look towards the future also.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to do something with this building here. In 2010, one of the firemen, one of the assistant chiefs at the time,
I remember that.
We had assessments done on these buildings. And at that time, they said we weren't even permitted to build on, add on to these buildings at all.
Right.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to put something else on this footprint. So you're going to need that space back there to do something.
Well, that's my thing, too. We are going to have to do that. That's a good point. We are going to have to spend a lot of money here someday. Or somewhere else.
Well, your road department's in a situation right now where it needs to be taken care of.
Yeah.
It's to the point now that I've never seen a wall
well,
in all my years.
Well, here's what I'd like to do, Jim. I just don't feel, it's kind of like one of the things, where you look, and we don't take enough time to kind of analyze all the ends out. I thought we were going to have a little get together and.
We're not making any.
We're not spending any money.
We're not making decisions.
Okay.
We're just continue to get information.
Continue to get information. We're going to move on.
So we're not making a vote today.
Okay.
Hey, Ralph.
I'm good with that.
Ralph,
okay.
Yeah. I wasn't asking for permission to spend money or to go with a certain company.
No,
I'm bringing information
I'm good
back
to that. And I realize your need.
And show the layout of Sullivan Avenue
potential.
Where we feel that,
right.
Where we would like. That's all I was doing.
Yeah.
I wasn't asking.
Oh yeah.
Hey Bob, can those stakes be kept out there for a little bit to get Ralph and John? I don't think John.
I had not. I could not.
Yeah.
Can I say what kind of considerations that sold me on the need to put it up there? Is you have that gas house back there and a substantial gas line that runs from the street to that house
mm-hmm.
on this side of his barn, and then that tower runs cables on the back side.
Yep.
You can't get sanitary or
anything
to that barn underground, which if you can't get a bathroom in there, then
you're screwed.
It's only a pole barn at that point in time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's also never be used for.
Yeah.
And someone I heard a while ago, they were saying, well, I think it's a good problem when you say, what are we going to do with that? Because there'll
right.
always be something that we need to put in there to be able to work on.
Sure.
Or if you bring up a piece of equipment, a backhoe or something to fill salt, may as well keep it in out of the weather. So when you pull it out, the hydraulics are already
at stay in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to us, for the first time ever, to actually have an extra building that we can utilize as a floater. That's good because, as we see the township growing, as we see things around the township grow, we don't, as Westland Mall, we all know things like that happening, new things coming in. To have a facility for you guys that is centralized, I think it's going to be important.
And this building is actually deep.
Well, it's all important, John. I just want to make sure that. Hopefully you only build once. And I can foresee that, once in maybe 20, 30 years at least.
This building with the size, which is what I was just getting ready to get to, this building with the size that we're building, this township should never have to build a road department, anything ever
no,
again.
No, I know.
This building being 60 foot deep, we will not only just have a room to get the trucks in, but we'll have room in the back to get the rest of our equipment in and even jockey around.
Right.
You know, with Chief Arnold right now, with the building he's got up there at 192, two of those bays, we've got stuff in there, he has stuff in there, and we've got to move things around just to get something out every time. So by building the building the size that we're doing it, we'll all be able to utilize the space that we've got without having major issues.
That's a good thing, yeah.
You should, you shouldn't have to do anything. That's why, if we're going to build it once, we're
going
to build it right.
You know, my head just don't register at the moment, all the things that are involved. And I have not done maybe my due diligence. I haven't gone to visit Bob and said, hey, were you hurting here space-wise and everything? And frankly, except one time, I've never been in a rather building over there.
Yeah.
And I hear it's pretty well jammed.
Yeah, it's jammed up.
Okay. So I think, Jim, let's go and take a look around.
So, sometime. Jim, could this building be used for multiple purposes?
This building?
The new one.
Yeah, I suppose if you had some major disaster, you've got an area that you could get people into if need be.
Because you'll have restrooms and
we'll have
facilities
restroom.
And showers. And
yeah.
Now, for like multi-purpose events?
Depends on where would we put all of our equipment.
Well, I'm just saying,
that's the thing.
If it's a nice sunny day, God willing, and we have an event scheduled, that would be a facility.
Sure, I don't see why not. We just have, and having that area in the back that's fenced in, we would be able to get equipment pulled back out of the shop, and even maybe even in these plants on the back side of the building, have an overhead door where we can drive out the back and put everything in the back side.
Well, and aside from that, you have green space, so there's tents and room to put.
Sure.
Okay.
So not only that too, I understand that we're using ARP money, but a lot of times when you have a disaster plan in place, there are fundings that you can get every year.
There are some, yeah.
Under that, it may be $10,000 a year in 10 years, that's $100,000.
Which is almost half of it. Which is almost half of it. That we've got laid out once we get one.
As long as you have your showers and things of that nature. Right.
And the reason why, so everyone understands, the reason why there's going to be showers is our road crew, during the snowstorms, they're on, I don't know how they do it, they're there around the clock.
Well,
they have to come off the road, so they might as well take a shower and then lay down on the cot, then go back out.
So not only that, but look at the stuff you guys get into. I don't want to drive home with all of that on me.
We've utilized this, if you want to call it a shower, back here a few times, because even like when we're out doing a mow and the poison ivy and everything these guys get into, or out working in a ditch, Steve's seen us, we come in with mud head to toe, we go back here and utilize that shower, but I don't like to.
Okay.
Shower. I mean,
do you have anything else for us, Mr. Stevens?
I wouldn't go in there. I'd just take a garden hose. I wouldn't, no.
Jim, I'm not trying to give you a rough way.
I get it.
What I'd like to do is really let's take an hour or something here and sit down and.
Ralph, I would be more than happy to meet you up there.
Let's do that.
You just tell me when
and get an idea. Okay, we have more needs than just the building. You know, can we do something that would make sense, like multi-purpose building or something?
The footprint.
Let's check everything out to satisfy everybody's needs. Like I say, hopefully
Bill
wants in a lifetime. I'd like to get it right.
I'll do whatever it is that's asked of me. I've been here 15 years, John. You and I've been working together for well over 10. I've been trying to get something done back there.
I know you
for a long time, and it always gets kicked off to the side.
Well, we're
tough. Things happen, and
we're suffering for a lot of things that hadn't been done in the past, too. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Yeah, just go ahead and go ahead and continue to look at stuff.
Yeah, one other thing before Jim lays away, that the house up there, I got a call from a neighbor up there on, one that we just paid that $10,000 or $8,000 up on
Brown Road.
Brown Road.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be discussed on down.
And I looked at it a couple of weeks ago, and it was starting to gain some trash up there.
Mm-hmm. That's,
and I guess it is big time, she said. Trash.
People dumping there. Trash there?
Mm-hmm. People's moved back in.
So there was
in the house.
People are starting to use it for a standing.
They're working on it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on down in Steve's notes.
It's being taken care of right now.
Is it? Okay.
Kosick is in the process of cleaning the outside, the inside, boarding the house up. And we're working on when the township can take possession,
okay,
so we can monitor it and have our police department go in and make arrests for people who are abusing the property.
Yep.
It's being taken care of as we speak.
Okay.
Yeah, she said that people were using it.
Okay, so we're going to move on. We can all of us talk at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Fiscal.
That's a rough one.
Time.
That's hard work.
That's hard work.
Yeah.
Ms. Justice, your department, you have the floor.
Yes, we do have some things I'm going to let Robin.
Okay.
Well, last meeting, we kind of went over some of the issues that we've been having with the CPA, you know, and so we wanted to give you a little bit of an update because we had said, you know, we were going to try to connect with him, try to sit down, see where we were going to go with things. So I made copies. This is just the things we're going to, and let me get everything out. It'll probably take me 5 minutes to get through all this. And I made a copy for each person. So there should be four, one for you guys and the administrator. And I just want, it just shows, it's an email where we're asking to sit down with him to be shown how to do the July reconciliation. I didn't make copies because it's just a lot of paperwork. But that email, if you see at the top, is from July 1st, or August 1st, excuse me. And we have all month of August to do the July reconciliation. That email, that there's going to be the second part of what I talk about.
Okay.
And so we ask him to not do, I mean, it says, you know, before you begin working on the July reconciliation process, it's imperative that we schedule time to come together to learn how to do it.
Right.
You know, because it's important. Lindsay obviously needs to know how.
Yeah.
And so this was sent it August 1st, and I didn't make copies because it's just a lot of paperwork, but gentlemen, and I'll show it to Leeser, and you can just, if you pass this back to me, but here's the reconciliation dated August 2nd at 8:54 in the morning. I mean, completely so, did not, you know.
He didn't even acknowledge.
Here's my question.
So I'm trying to figure out how to
here's a way to do this, to you know, he is a contractor, and Ralph, this is just, they need it back, but that just gives an idea what they're talking about.
Okay. It's at the top. It shows the date of 8/2 at 8:54 in the morning. She's not even here at 8:54 in the morning.
Currently, he is a vendor. He works for the Board of Trustees. The Board of Trustees have put in place an administrator. The administrator should have no quorum. If he doesn't want to listen to the administrator, then we find a new person.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah. I've also asked him not to come in at 7 in the morning. We're not even open yet. So he's coming in at 7 in the morning for the back door of the passcode and getting out before we're really here.
Okay.
So he's not giving us the teaching time that we need.
What I would like to do, guys, what I would like to see happen and what needs to happen, and I'm sure the board can agree. The administrator can actually say, this is your time when we need the work done. That's like, for instance, if I was someone that delivered bread to McDonald's, mm-hmm. they say, we want it delivered at this time, that's when you deliver it.
And I've tried to address it with him, and he just ignores.
So what I would do is not worry about it. If you just address it to our administrator and say, this is our needs, and if he can't abide by the needs, then we just find another person that we can, because
we will take action.
Yeah. I mean, it's ludicrous to think that if we hire someone and they don't want to do, they're off on their own thing, that we call that freelancing. And no, we need to wheel back in, because he is giving X amount of money to use, exactly. And if it's not doing what you need, then why are we using him?
Right.
So, Mr. Mazur.
And just real quick, sir, not to interrupt you, I just want to show you a couple more things so that way it kind of all comes together. And this is, I have his check here because he's sending an invoice. So if you want to explain it. Oh, So this is the invoice I attached to the back of the email.
Okay.
And I've held the check just because it's your discretion. It's your check to sign. But this is the latest invoice. And the first things I've highlighted is it took him 5 days to do the June reconciliation. And I understand there could be some, you know, maybe there's a couple hiccups or,
right.
you know. Then we send the email and say, can you show us how to do July? And if you turn to page 2, at the very top, the July reconciliation took him 4 hours. We were barely at work. So it's one of those things, we're trying to make this work.
Okay.
And then the other thing that's highlighted, if you look down on July the 24th, there's a little bit of a question because it says, review a police grant, met with Robin and Miss Justice, 7:30 a.m. We're not even here.
No.
To 11:30.
So there's discrepancies on time.
Like, so is it, we're not.
And what he's utilizing this time for.
Sure. So did he review the grant for the 4 hours and then talk to us for 5? I don't remember even talking to him that day.
No.
And she wasn't here at 7:30 in the morning, neither was I.
Okay.
You know, so, and again, I'm not saying we shouldn't sign his check. I don't want anybody to think he doesn't deserve to be paid, but I didn't know if the board wanted to have the administrator talk with him. You could still sign the check and Steve could talk to him. You know, whatever you guys want to do, it's your discretion.
Mr. Mazur, how would you like to handle this? And my opinion is, I don't know if you, I, as chairman of the board, sit down and talk and say, we need to have come to Jesus talk on this is what we're needing. And, or am I totally wrong that
you guys want to do it.
What we've hired him for and he's sticking to a different schedule?
No, I would agree with you that I think it might be best for, I will, if you'd like to sit in a meeting, that would be great.
That would, if the board's okay with that?
Do you want Lindsay in?
Yeah, I think Lindsay should be.
I do think that he needs to be available for the fiscal. And I think it's a good idea. Maybe
because if we have all of us there and we put a game plan together and then we go play ball. Because you can't show up and the other team's forfeited because they're not even there at 7:30 in the morning.
I'd just say make it a special meeting and we'll have an executive session.
Executive.
Yeah, I mean that way we can
I'm
all.
I'm not so sure that we're doing. We've been the four of us here, me, Steve, and these two, and kind of keeping track of that situation. I've never been really comfortable with that. The other things, and with the requested and demanded amount of pay that we're having to pay that gentleman. It just makes me real nervous.
It's the responsibility of our board.
It's a responsibility. And, you know, we agreed and fought. And they come and actually demand it. We will, you either get an increase in pay for it and things of that nature, or I don't know what the order was. Do you remember what the order was, Jim?
I think that was before me, but I've had conversations with
No, I think
It was never spelled out what the or was, but
I think we were shoved into the order with no choice.
Well, I think a few months ago, and I can't remember exactly how long, I was the bad guy, and I asked for a detailed invoice, and you know I was looked at as being. But I'm responsible for their money.
Absolutely.
And you're responsible for their.
Absolutely.
We're all, and this is time for us. And
absolutely.
This is the first that's been brought to us. He's not cooperating with you.
I
think we just move on to an executive session and handle it that way.
With you guys?
You're me babying anybody around about trying to get what they don't.
I say, you know, we don't hold the guy's money this time, but we make it pretty clear in the executive session.
I think so.
This is what we expect.
I'm not so sure exactly what kind of agreement did we actually get.
I think we need to
put
an MOU together of our understanding.
What currently you guys are doing is you're signing his engagement letter. You know, his language of what he is going to do for us.
Right.
Okay. So we may need to review the last engagement letter,
yes,
and maybe have Steve, or you're just at your discretion, an agreement that the Township Board of Trustees has created.
Correct.
For him, then maybe he'll have a clear understanding of the expectations.
Well, the days,
that's
I'm
just
sorry,
a
Robin. I'm sorry, Robin, but I'm going to tell you right. I'm going to tell everyone right now. The day of the tail wagging the dog here in Franklin Township is over, and we will straighten it out.
Well, I appreciate you guys' time with us because I know that Jeff's probably not used to having a consistent fiscal officer. I mean, obviously, we've all dealt with that, all of the public and in here, but. The hope is that Lindsay's here, you know, and that she's committed, which I believe we've got to that point. So it's really time to start diving in and really getting her the reins of the office. And then obviously Jeff's role, as he should be, is to guide us through the audits and help us with things that maybe we aren't doing right.
But
if we don't get taught how to do those things, then how are we ever? How is she ever going to be able to run the office? But the only thing I have left is motions.
Yes. Okay. We got bills to pay.
Yes.
This was before my time.
We need to move on. She's got to do the bills and payroll.
So can I have those documents back from Mr. Horn?
We went ahead and signed this check.
Yes.
So is that his?
That's work that he's. He's already done.
He has performed it.
But I also need that, the stuff that you have there. I need that. Yes, sir.
So I can put it all back.
So this is his regular pay.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
So well, I don't have a problem signing that then.
No, okay. So let me get started with the.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, please.
Just to make sure.
Please.
I didn't want to interrupt Mr. Horn. Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable for July the 28th, 2023 through August 10th, 2023 in the amount of $152,107.75 and payroll paid on August 1st in the amount of $9,125.82 and payroll paid on August 4th in the amount of $185,151.30 for a combined total of $346,384.87. From check number 69338 to 69384 and electronic vouchers 1252-2023 through 1349-2023 with the supporting documents.
Okay.
I will make a motion.
I was going to pay the bills. If there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second it.
Okay. John?
Yes. That's okay.
Jim?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you. Lindsay, do you have anything else you want to share that you thought about? Okay, I didn't want to cut you off.
Yeah,
they're going to move on.
Yeah.
Yep. We're rolling now.
I have
something for your department here when I get down to me, but.
Lindsay said she has nothing else to share.
Okay.
I have a resolution, right?
You do for
do.
Supplemental.
Yeah, so
oh,
I'll
okay.
Yes. I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Steve's got it.
I got it.
Okay.
So we're done except for Steve's supplemental when
we're
we get
moving
to
on then. So that's it for your department, correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Moving on, Administrator Mr. Mazur, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. I do have a resolution 2023-153, and it's a resolution to provide supplemental appropriation number 9. For the period commencing January 1, 2023 and ending December 31st, 2023. And it says, whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expense and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County, during the year ending December 31, 2023, whereas the annual appropriations resolution 2022-185 for that the period from January 1, 2023 through December 31, 2023 needs to be amended.
Okay, so
what you will see attached. Are the new appropriations. And as you look through there, if you have any questions, please. Let us know.
So we save money.
It's free.
I'm happy anytime we save money.
Yeah. That's pretty good. If there's no further discussion on this matter, I would ask for a second for resolution 2023-153.
I will second it.
Hearing that, I would ask when you're ready, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. The first resolution I have is resolution 2023-150. It's obligation approved by the Township Administrator for the period of July 28, 2023 through August 10, 2023. Whereas the Board of Township Trustees in resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. Again, it's from July 28, 2023 through August 7, 2023, and the total amount is $54,588.95.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
And ma'am, when you're ready.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And resolution 2023-151, it's a resolution approving 64 hours of injury leave for Byron Smith. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 60 hours of injury leave beginning August 2nd, 2023 through August 15th, 2023 for Byron Smith per the employee's MOU.
And all statutory doctor's reports, et cetera, has been met.
Yes, sir.
Hearing that, is there any further discussion?
Yes. Why is it 64 hours? That's a two-week period.
He has been cleared by his doctor that he's able to work 8 hours a week, and the chief has decided he will work those 8 hours each Wednesday of the pay period.
Okay. Wow. Here again, have we met with Sedgwick about getting this off of our books and onto BWC?
We are talking with Sedgwick, and they have suggested that we have the chief apply to Bureau of Workman's Comp to what they call TTD, which is temporary disability, which is the Bureau will pay 72%.
Right.
His compensation as opposed to the township paying 100%.
Okay. So, generally, how long does this take, do you know? Are we just waiting game with them?
It's one of those things that the chief will need to submit, and I'm catching up on all my form numbers. I believe it's called a C-84 to BWC, and once that's approved, then BWC will start submitting a check to the chief each pay period.
Okay.
I don't know how long it takes, the time frame.
Do we know?
And then we won't be doing these injury leaves at that point in time.
The injury leave you still will be.
But not the pay.
Right.
Okay.
But the trustees will have to decide that they want the chief to pay or apply through the Bureau and not as in the past where the township has paid 100% of the employee's compensation.
Okay. Well, so is he aware that the board, should we make a motion that the board ask him to seek this?
I have not had that direct conversation with the chief.
So, and I want to do this for both that we ask about, and maybe I need to do a motion for each one, but we need to make a motion by the board asking the individuals to seek Sedgwick in order to fill the forms out so that the township is not on the hook for 100% of it. We had one earlier, and who was that?
That was Lieutenant. That was LT, yeah.
So, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion informing Dave Ratliff to file necessary paperwork with BWC to seek payment other than the township picking up 100%. If there's no further questions in that, I would ask for a second.
I will second it.
I think so. Let me think just a minute. Well, clear.
Well, what I'll have to do, and this is for David Bradley, right? Being that he's...
My brother have it all.
It's not that we're taking pay. We're asking him to seek it.
It's. I have to determine, since he's been paid in the past by the township 100%.
Correct.
What, are there any repercussions requesting him to apply now through the BWC?
Okay, I need to reword this then.
Yep. Do we, the trustees, have a problem with putting it on the BWC? Is that what we're saying?
No, what we were saying, Ralph, is we were asking the employee, because the employee is the one that has to fill out the paper with BWC in order to be paid by BWC. It's a lot easier just to continue to get your pay from us.
Right.
But we're asking the employee to do their due diligence and go to BWC since you were hurt on the job and seek just like anyone else that you would work and that you would get your pay through there versus paying from us.
I have never worked at a place.
Well, I've never seen anything handled like working one day a week and things like that. It's crazy.
He's still an employee of ours.
Yeah.
And you know, that's... I don't understand why he's picking Wednesdays, but that's not a discussion that we need to have out here. We can have a private discussion.
No, this is true.
It wouldn't be fair to have it
I'm going to reword this, if I may. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board seek guidance from BWC on employees. I'm going to just do this under one.
I would be cautious on the way you word.
I am.
It could just be any employee.
Yeah, it could be any employee. Yeah.
Right. Any employee seek guidance on BWC benefits versus the township picking up 100%.
I will second that. And I have never worked anywhere that if you get hurt, your employer pays you 100%.
And don't worry about going to BWC.
Yeah, don't worry about... No, that's actually...
what we have it for.
That's
right.
I've known companies companies that has done that and the claim's not filed and the company's getting in trouble because it's BWC fraud.
Right.
I've seen some issues.
Yeah, I mean that's
so with that being said, we have a second on the floor, ma'am, when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
So we have a motion, sir, that we can then move forward and work with the employees. Will that give you enough in your toolbox to be able to get that moving?
And I will report, of course, back to the board if there's any issues from BWC, for example, if you have an employee who's already getting 100%,
gotcha,
converting them to 72 or even 66%.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir, I'll keep you posted on that.
Okay.
Well, you still have this resolution for the 64 hours.
Yes, his injury leave.
His injury leave, yeah.
Okay, so and we
I will
have that
second
on the,
that.
Okay, yeah. And then, ma'am, when you're ready, thanks for catching that.
Yep, not a problem.
Just Steve, did you?
Don't want to cheat him out of money. I just want to make sure that money is...
Right, we ran into...
So you seconded it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, you help me, I help you. I mean, we're a team up here. I mean, we went into a long discussion that...
And here I'm ready to move on. Okay, go ahead, sir.
I'm ready to move on. I got to...
Next resolution is resolution 2023-148. It's a resolution approving the use of ARPA funds for new backhoe tires. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARPA funds not to exceed $2,200 specific to the purchase of new tires for the backhoe operated by the Township Road Department. And you should have an exhibit.
Yes,
we do.
Okay.
We've
been using this vendor for about 8 years, so they've done really well, and they've also even come out on site and put them on.
They did this? Yes.
And they came here.
Yeah.
So
that is good.
Well,
they will come here.
Yeah. How long does those usually last, Jim?
Discussion.
Well, we've gotten 4 years out of the tires we just take just took off there, and that backhoe.
Amazing, really.
We rode that backhoe everywhere. We don't really trailer. We're out doing brush. It's impossible to put it on a trailer. Go to the brush, put it on a trailer, bring it back.
That's pretty good.
But where we ran into a situation.
Doesn't say anything about a backhoe.
Those tires that took an age of hurt.
Good touch.
You're in the park and driving.
It's tight though, but still.
Punctures.
Yeah.
Here again, I'm going to be the bad guy. But I'm looking at the exhibit. The exhibit says, Bob, you'll be interested in this. 192 ambulance. License number 192. VIN 192. Unit 192.
That just got new tires.
I'm sorry?
Those quotes probably got mixed up. That truck just did get new tires.
But it was the same price?
I doubt it. Price was different.
Jim, is yours?
The quote that I gave Steve is a quote that they sent.
Exhibit A?
It says ambulance.
It says ambulance on it.
It's not from R&J Tire?
No,
this is from State Tire.
Oh, no, it shouldn't be mine. Maybe that's just the...
Hey, Jim, right here.
That might just be the truck that they have logged in their system.
Yeah, I think that's just in their system. That's how, because we all use the same vendors.
Can we can go ahead and pass the resolution. I don't have a problem with seconding it.
For
their record, can you get a backhoe? Get with them and get a back one that says backhoe on.
Something 2 years from now, we don't want to question.
Yeah, right. I don't need to be called into the state audit office going, well, what's this? That's.
I don't
either.
Okay, so we're waiting on a second.
I second.
Okay. All right. So second. Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I'm not going to remember in 2 years.
Okay. Just a quick question here before we vote. So we had a wrong equipment number on
that. Yeah. We already voted, though. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know we did. Well, yeah.
Sorry, Ralph.
Yes, with correction. So, let's put it that way.
Well, just basically the description of the vehicle. Yeah. It should say, be under for the road.
Well, that's enough for the
auditor to write up.
Invoice, whatever it is.
We're not going to hold up the pay, but.
Okay, yeah. Sir.
Mr. Norm?
I do have, if Jan could just stand up just for a second. We have a resolution for you. I know in the last meeting that we passed a motion congratulating Jan on winning the Juanita Kaufman Award.
Oh, that's.
But Nicole was gracious enough to actually complete the process with your certificate. Now, do you want to give your speech first, or do you want your?
Thank you.
Are you going to sign on the rest later, or are you going to? Why don't would you let me have you step up from
would
here.
You actually like to get that chair?
I think so.
I can do it whenever.
So let her go behind the podium.
Okay.
So Nicole can get some pictures of Shannon. You can grab her something.
I'm going to get out of the way.
Well, there's Nicole. She's already in the hall.
Oh, she got it printed different than the fancy font.
She made it simpler for me.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me get out of the way, Jim. I'll get up here and read it while you get to stand with the trustees.
You want
to
hand her the certificate?
No speech. No speech.
And you come up here.
Yeah, go on.
Behave, kids.
Get behind the Ohio thing.
Is this a photo session?
Today? Yeah.
Here
comes our camera.
It's official.
Okay. This is Resolution 2023-155. It's a resolution declaring recipient of the 15th Annual Juanita Kaufman Award. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. Due to the extraordinary effort and dedicated work in Franklin Township, the Board honors and declares Jan Legg the 2023 Honorary Recipient of the Juanita Kaufman Award.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. What I do it because I want to do it, not
for that. But I appreciate this very, very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, that was pretty nice of her. We told her she had to make at least a 3 minute speech.
She's going to punch you, dude.
Well deserved.
Yes.
And it's something that I, you know.
Let me get out of your way, Ralph.
It's been part of the township for a while. But I will second this. And
what are we seconding?
The resolution? Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, John, you want to ask for a roll call?
Roll call, please.
Okay.
When you're ready.
All right. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yep. We're out of control today.
Yeah, we are.
We're a little loose up here today. What's going on?
I don't know, but I just signed it.
It's official.
All right.
Okay. Next thing, real briefly, Robin and Lindsay and I have been in discussion with all the departments regarding the pay period change that we've discussed a lot this past year. So I think what the consensus is, after meeting with the fire union and the chief and the police department and the road department, that we want to implement this new pay period change beginning the second pay period in January of 2024.
This coming January.
Yes, yes. It'll make it easier to actually do the payroll for the fire department. Jim's department is great. He says just make sure the guys get their checks. And as far as I know, the police department is good. I haven't heard anything back from them. So that seems like the best period to implement this change.
Okay.
And the pay period will change, or the dates will change.
I'm glad that we have a date calendar.
Something.
Yes.
We tried.
The other thing that we are going to stop doing is doing double deposits for.
Oh yes, yes.
One employee. I mean, there's a few. There's about five of them that have us split up their checks different ways. Mm-hmm. I think that everybody just needs to have one deposit.
So they have two bank accounts.
We have multiple.
That's different.
See,
okay. That's totally.
Yeah, different. I get you.
Several employees that
hiding the money.
Two bank accounts.
One.
My money.
Right. She
money,
came in and she saw what money. I was doing. She's like, "Oh no, there is no need for all that. We don't pay people's bills for them. We don't right, do all those things. You get one account. You put your whole check in, and it had nothing to do with what we discussed with you. This was totally different. This is two bank accounts. Like, and she's like, "Oh no."
Well, so that's costing us money, ain't it, for more deposits?
More time.
It's just more time.
Error, okay. You know,
right.
Because it's not always the set amount. It could change based on
the how much
their paycheck is.
Yeah.
Because some of them say split it 50%. So then you got to get the calculator out.
Right.
How much, and they would divide. And then you got to add it. And then it's a penny.
I just found out about this.
Yeah. Hey, do we have a resolution on this? Or
We really need one.
I mean, it's your office.
Yeah.
You say that's that we're, because it's, if anything, we're extending the ability to do that, but we're obligated one account.
Right.
One piece of paper when we got checks. We didn't give you two checks.
Right.
I mean, unfortunately, a prior fiscal officer, not the oldest fiscal officer, but in between, had established this as kind of being something that people could do. And then I'm given the directive to put this bank account in. Like, it's my boss telling me what to do, so I have to put them in. And then she comes on and goes, "Why do we have all these separate bank accounts for people?" And I'm like,
"Because
that's what I was told previously." And she's like, "Oh, no. Everybody has
one bank.
We don't pay other people's bills. I mean, they're coming in. They're saying, I need you to pay half my mortgage.
Yeah.
Take them. Well, we don't pay your bills for you. We give you the money to go pay your bills.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So she just wanted to make sure.
The direct deposit. I mean they
can automatically withdraw it from your personal account.
Exactly. Yes. We don't need to do that. Okay. So
she just wanted to make sure everybody was communicating on that.
Okay. Go ahead, man, sir.
All right.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
Next one, just want to let the trustees know that Sergeant Moore with the police department, while Chief Smith and Lieutenant Ratliff are on injury leave, he will be the interim lieutenant.
Okay.
Is he now working first shift?
My understanding is he's still on third shift.
So he still maintains the same shift?
Well, the issue is when and I'm going to be blunt. When we went down to chief and a lieutenant, there should have been operating procedures presented to, again, the administrator and the board as to how that is going to operate.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
But we asked for procedures months ago. But.
Well, I just think so we know the operational situation there. It would be nice to have an organizational chart as to who's doing what and whose responsibilities are what during this time frame.
My opinion, if he's acting, and this is just my opinion, if he's acting interim lieutenant, and the lieutenant's position was, and he's in covering for the chief, a first shift position, then he needs to be in that position. Because
what does it do to third shift?
Well, then, yes, then we don't have anybody on third shift.
Yeah.
Or one officer on third shift. One officer on third shift?
Third shift.
Over.
Right.
Which is a new officer.
Right. So,
so
that's
there's a new officer on third shift.
Well,
yeah. We're just kind of caught in a rock and a hard spot.
They probably need to bounce the schedule around.
Do you want to take a look at how we would be able to, I mean, I know you got a lot on your plate. I mean, is it working the way it currently is?
Well, knock on wood, we haven't had any issues.
Okay.
So we can sit here with our fingers crossed and hope, or we can get directive as to what Trustee Leiser was asking. Where are we? How are we operating first, second, and third shift, and what kind of supervision do we have for first, second, and third shift? And if there's a situation, God forbid, how is that handled? Do we have a third shift lieutenant come back into the township after working an 8 or 10 hour shift, come back into the township for a situation? Is it handled by the second shift sergeant? Do we have a first shift officer who now all of a sudden is an officer in charge? I don't know.
I've asked this question.
Well,
I've asked this question many times, and I'll ask it again. I would love to see the procedure manual for that department on how all this works over there. Steve,
the
if
thing
you could
that
ask
I'm
for
looking
that.
At, it can go both ways.
Well, I'm not a bit
I was speaking
bashful
Ralph,
to say this.
Ralph, I was in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rather it be third shift, we third shift, first shift.
Well, wait a minute, I was going to move.
First shift, you know, I mean, you can have an issue on third shift, but yet he was on first shift and he has to come back
yeah.
in.
Right.
So rather it's this way or this way.
Right.
As you
right.
said, thank God that we haven't had a problem.
Right.
Maybe we need to get through this and look at another procedure.
Yeah.
If it's working and they say, if it's working, don't touch it.
Right.
If we start running into an issue that we need to handle, then we're going to have to start looking addressing people. But rather than sit here and say, okay, we need to do this and this and this, but yet everything's working, I think we leave it alone. With the understanding and knowing that if we need to, then we come together. Mr. Horn, you had a statement?
No, I'll restrain.
Okay.
I had a personal opinion on it, but I'll just not say it.
Okay.
Anything I would say other than that is, with him being interim, has everything been sent to fiscal? Because according to his contract, he should be getting a bump in pay because of this position.
Well, that would be mm-hmm. my thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we good?
Have you got everything on that?
Or is this the first?
Well, he had a partial, like his last pay that came in. It was kind of a split because the chief had just been recently officially on leave. So it was like a partial pay. And so this going into this new pay, it should be the full pay
okay.
will be at the new rate.
But you knew about it and all that and the new rate.
Yeah, and then
okay.
just the issue thus becomes, because the way the contract reads is that he basically gets the benefits of the lieutenant, you know. And I know the lieutenant's on an MOU. He is in a collective bargaining agreement. I don't know what the difference is in, like, the perks, such as the car and the different things that comes with being an LT. You know what I mean? So that's all board discussion, you know, for another time. Well, but well, it's just something
that you're feeling it stays the same.
It stays the same.
Right. We're not going to start adding perks when you're intern. You're not really intern.
But it's in the collective bargaining agreement.
Right. And whatever is in his collective bargaining agreement for taking that a step up, let's make sure he's getting.
Because usually,
sure, we don't have to. You have to read it, see what it says.
Rather than calling an intern, it's active, not intern, because interns usually go into permanent. So the term
interim is temporary, is what interim means.
Yeah, but most people are interim, and then they are then moving on up. But active is you're stepping into a role, and you're active as that particular role.
Sure, I mean, however you guys want to address it.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't know if that's what they had in the contract. I'm not going on.
Right, I don't know.
Say that.
I just want to make sure that, yes, his pay is correct, but if there's anything else language-wise.
I think according to the contract, that
is only pay.
Yeah, so if there's anything else that is in there. But, yes, at this point, to answer your question, the pay is where it should be.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Mr. Leisure?
Next that's thing me. Is... We'd like Linkus, which is CODA, would like the trustees and the township to issue a letter of support for them. The Linkus project is still moving forward, the $8 billion bus rapid transit system that's going to run along Broad Street and then north, I think at least to Grandview. They're hoping that they can actually start the project sometime in 2025. This letter of support would be forwarded to the federal government asking for funding to continue the project. And I think they said November of 2024, there'll be a sales tax increase request on the 2024 ballot for CODA, which will help fund this $8 billion project.
So I would ask for a motion at this time for a letter in support for COSIG Land Bank. Oh, I'm wrong one.
There's too many acronyms.
Linkus.
Linkus project.
Yeah. COSIG.
Yeah. For Linkus. In support for their upcoming project. If there's no further question, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that.
Okay, that's the linked.
Yes.
That's the one we worked on for a bit.
That's the $8 billion.
And then the thing downtown. And all
yes.
That,
Yes.
Okay, John.
Okay. Yes.
Jim.
Yes, Robin.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Last thing. Nicole and I have been working with MORPC, CODA, Franklin County Engineer. I'm sure I'm missing someone.
All the acronyms.
We are in the running, for lack of a better term, to receive about $1.5 million in grant money to install sidewalks in the Westbrook subdivision, which would include like Westfield, Eastfield. And the county's going to start here very soon, where they're going to start approaching the landowners, letting them know what this project entails. Sidewalks, new approaches or aprons to the driveways. And there are about 15 homes that could be affected, where they have a chain link fence that runs all the way to the street.
Yeah.
That the chain link fence that will have to have a separation in it. But
or move back.
Or move back, however it is.
Or remove.
But yeah, the county just contacted me yesterday, said that this grant is moving forward and that they'll be out whenever, going through the neighborhoods, doing surveys, plots, and things like that. So if neighbors complain, at least the trustees know, the public knows, and I'll let the police department know that it'll actually be engineers and their employees out there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that.
You had one other thing on your part of the agenda. 1053.
He kind of mentioned that already. Brown Road.
Yeah.
Ralph got to jump on me. Yeah. So anyway, COSIG's in there as we speak. In fact, I just had a text from COSIG when I stepped out. That property will be completely secured, cleaned up, and then we move on to what the remedy is going to be and how the township can keep it clean and transient free.
Okay. I do not have anything. I was going to say Mr. Mazur just confused you.
I just have one thing, and it's a follow-up on a resolution 2023-139 on the overtime for traffic. I wanted to make sure the fiscal department has got all the paperwork that they need on that.
For the
grant money, yeah.
No.
You have not?
No. You weren't here for the last meeting, and we kind of discussed the challenges we were having with that particular grant. Apologize you weren't here.
Yeah, well, I apologize for not being here, but
so,
you wouldn't want me around.
Yeah, no, so we're still waiting. Unfortunately, because it stems from a federal grant that has trickled to the state, and the state then trickles it to us, there's still a lot of hoops that have to be jumped.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we received money for the May overtime that they performed. But the problem is we don't have all the documentation in the fiscal department to be able to post the receipt of those dollars. Because one of the requirements is that we have to have the plan, the grant plan, which is the plan means that whoever submitted the grant gave them a plan and said, to meet your grant deliverable, we're going to do this. So
okay.
That's the plan. You know, the township's intent, I guess, so they could have the dollars. We don't have the plan to support the dollars coming in.
Okay.
And so we've been waiting on that. And then just last week, I get an email forwarded to me from the police chief saying, oh, the Department of Transportation wants to come in and audit that grant.
Well,
we haven't even cashed.
Kind of what I'm asking for.
Yeah, we haven't even cashed the dollars for this grant, and they want to come in and audit the grant. You know, so the grant's kind of in a mess. I don't know all the specifics, but unfortunately, fiscal wasn't included at the implementation of the grant. And actually, I have an email that Jeff put out to the police chief outlining all the things. Once we got the check in, we're like, okay, what do we do now? You know,
right.
Which should have been kind of the reverse. We should have already known what to do
right
before the check came in, you know. And so, unfortunately, we still don't have those things we need that are outlined in the email.
I think I asked about that during the passing of the resolution, that we would make sure that you guys got all that stuff.
Yeah, I think it was in the pretty much outline.
Mr. Mazur, do you know where the breakdown is?
No, my question is, so the resolution is passed on the premise that we would receive all the grant documentation. So basically the resolution needs to be rescinded.
Right.
So in other words, we have a check for a grant, but we don't have the documentation for the grant.
Correct.
Where, who?
So then on top of that, we have an auditor coming in that wants to audit.
And we haven't even cashed the check.
We haven't cashed the check, but we don't have the documentation to help.
We did cash the check.
No, we have not.
And then the check.
That's what we're talking about today. You're asking the question. I didn't know.
Yeah.
We have an auditor that wants us to have documentation as to how this grant is administered by the township.
Where's the document? I mean, I guess that's my question.
Well, the problem is that
my question is right now is who has the document?
Well, the grant got applied through the police department. I'm not sure who applied for it, except I know that Sergeant Pollock has kind of been taking the lead, but I'm sure he was given a directive to do that is what
okay.
I'm going to guess. So unfortunately, when the application went in, it was all done online. And the fiscal department was not involved. And in the area of the application, because Jeff and I have both spoken to the people that provided us with the grant, and they showed us the application piece of it, and where it says contact fiscal department, it says Sergeant Pollock and the phone number to the police department. That's what it says for the fiscal officer, says Dave Pollock.
Yes.
You know, instead of like coming over and saying, who do you want to put down? As the, you know, nobody came and like talked to the, so the people that dispersed the dollars didn't even have a fiscal person to talk to.
Right.
And so it's a little muddy. And so the only way we can actually cash those dollars or even execute the remaining, because there was overtime in June that we didn't get reimbursed for, overtime in July we didn't get reimbursed for.
And now we're into August.
A little muddy? No, this is really muddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the grant could have been a maximum of like $20,000,
yeah,
you know, by September, because it has to be utilized by the end of September. And so we're kind of in a spot, and
so what do
I know Steve's,
need to do to be
Steve's
able
been
to
working on it, so I'm not sure okay. where.
What would you like to do, Mr. Mazur?
That's a great question.
That's why I ask it.
You'll have a great answer, I'm sure.
I think you can let the auditor come in.
So are we going to rescind the resolution, or are we just going to
let the auditor come in?
The auditor understands, say, oh, yeah, that's great, you know, because if they're auditing the procedures. Now, it's not the state auditor, it's the auditor for the grant in which
right.
it is
the department,
written
for. I mean, it's the state of Ohio, but it's the Department of Transportation. They're the
right.
folks that
and once they
the
see
grant.
What it's going for and they speak to you, they may go, oh, okay, we got our blessing.
But we don't know. The problem is we don't have the plan.
Right, we need a plan.
Whatever
so,
the so go ahead.
Wednesday
Steve.
We have the chief in. Job number one for him is to have a plan together so
well,
that
the audit people are coming on Tuesday.
Okay, so just whose day just got moved?
The chief will be here on the 15th.
So that'll pick up his week, his work week. I guess.
Yeah, I
gotta figure yeah. this. I gotta figure this thing out. Your Jim, you're the FOP man. Let's you and I get together.
Hang on before we lose. Just a second. He was in mid-sentence.
We,
go ahead.
I would, in my opinion, and I'm going to be blunt again, Lindsay and Robin would sit in the back of the room, and those who administer the grant, whether it's correctly done or incorrectly done, would face the music. And if it comes to the fact that we're doing this grant incorrectly, one will figure out how to do it correctly. And the responsibility, once you have all the documentation, will come to the fiscal department. Two, if we're not doing it right, then the solution might be, we don't want your grant. We don't have the documentation. It's not going to be administered correctly. If one department wants to administer it, I'm not confident that it will be done correctly. You're heavily burdened. You don't have the information that you need. Best thing might be, we don't want the grant.
Give it back.
Unfortunately, it's a burden to the taxpayers.
Because we've already paid the month. We've already acquired.
They're
going
to have to absorb the cost of paying these officers overtime.
Hang on, man. We've got two people going.
Yeah.
But our responsibility is to these folks.
That's why I ask when we pass the resolution, before we did anything, is to have you guys have all the stuff. And evidently it hasn't. Mr. Mazur, however you want to send an email asking for it and copy
we've
that.
We've already asked multiple times in the past.
And you haven't got it?
We've not gotten it from the department head at all.
So here's what I'll do. I can make a call to the chief
Jeff said
and ask
back
him,
in July.
If this isn't done, then we got to give it back. And
I think.
Budget.
I absolutely agree with that, John, but he's continuing to have overtime. These people have to absorb that.
Right. So we'll do that. I'll make a phone call.
I think it would be better. I think it would be better if it came down as an email from you or Mazur, copying all of us, including Lindsay, on it. That way we have a trail on paperwork.
Okay.
And the CC all in on the thing. Okay.
Is that all you have for us?
There's an email from Jeff to them.
I'd rather get $20,000 back. It'll cost you headaches for years.
But what I'm saying is, and I'm going to be upfront, your responsibility again is going to cost the taxpayers.
Yeah. This is, everyone wants to know why the auditor's been here for 3 years.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else for us, sir?
No. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to open that one up.
Jeez. Okay.
I pulled that Band-Aid off, I guess.
Okay. So, moving on. Mr. Horn, do you have anything for us?
No.
Okay. Going to the speaker card.
I have three speakers. Michael Copeland, you're up.
All right.
If you step up to the podium, you will have 3 minutes to start to speak. It looks like he's speaking on road work.
And we won't interrupt you to get everything you're going to say out, and then we can talk back and forth.
If you would just simply, for the record, state your name and your address.
My name is Michael Copeland. I live at 1213 Brownleaf Road. And I've had trouble with the trying to get a grit for a pitch by my house. It floods out on the very last house on the street. And the water rolls down the hill and it ends up in front of my driveway. Sooner or later, it's going to cost you guys money because the blacktop's going to come apart right there. So sooner or later, you're going to get potholes and stuff from where the water's setting. Well, I've called you 3 times now.
Yes.
And he was on the line from Jim Stevens, which I can't get anything from Jim Stevens, I'll tell you now. I had to fight him over the ditch. I had to fight him over getting my driveway because the fire department broke it when they turned around my driveway. He got mad one time because we put up no turnarounds, and so he would only push the snow part way and in front of Richie said stop. And so I think it's a crock of crap. And I also put in for my neighbor a grid too for her sewer system because it's all I mow for her, and she lives almost across the street, kind of county corner from me. And my neighbor Richie's got a grid. The water will flow.
When you say grit, I don't mean interrupt.
Okay,
it's great, a grate on
a
top.
Grater.
Okay.
A grater. Yeah, so he's got a grater. Richie does. Debbie's got one, which is on the other side of Richie. Larry's got one, which is on the other side of me. But as far as mine, I don't have one. So the water backs up there right in front of my driveway. It rolls down the hill on Brownleaf, and I'm the very last house. And the water just lays there. I can't get anything done. Well, here I am at the meeting because John told me to come to the meeting and speak my piece. Well, here I am, and I usually don't even come to meetings. I don't like this kind of meetings anyway because, you know, it's up to you guys to make these decisions. But I pay taxes, been there for 18 years. I can't get nothing done. What's up? Honest, that's all I have to say.
Okay, just a second. You want to stay there so we can address?
Sure.
Okay, so I want to first thank you for coming here, inviting you here. Obviously, you have the three trustees. You have everyone here at one time. No other phone calls going back and forth.
Sure.
So that we can get a decisive decision and to be able to work it. Jim, you want to start?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're done.
I'm done, sir.
Mr. Copeland, you say you haven't gotten anything from me.
It took me three times to talk to John
sense?
Just to get my damn pipe and for my
kid.
Everybody else has got one except me. I didn't even have a pipe in there, and you know that, John.
Let him finish.
Oh, go ahead.
Let him speak.
You, sir, so please don't interrupt me. You did not mow your ditch for a long time because you said that ditch was damp and wet and it held water. Did a pipe get put in your ditch, correct? Yes. Your driveway was damaged, as you say, by the fire department. Did it get repaired? Yes. Mr. Fleshman has called me on a couple different occasions. I've tried explaining to him exactly the situation that you're talking about, not a grit, but a grate that needs to be put in front of your house. There's nowhere for that water to go other than into an open field, sir. Let me finish. So
I can't say shit while he's saying everything.
Well, just wait till he's finished.
We've now closed that ditch up by putting the pipe in the ground. The pipe goes underneath your driveway, goes out into an open field. Has nowhere else to go.
So
I'll be more than happy to come down to your house, which is what I told Mr. Fleshman.
Why haven't you?
I'll be more than happy to come
down.
Why
haven't you?
I'll be.
We have to. I'll explain that.
Let
him finish. Let him finish.
I'll be more than happy to come down and put a grate in the drain in front of your house. But when your ditch floods because all that water has nowhere to go out there in the field, and the only place it has to go is a path of least restriction, which is straight up.
Then do something about the water. You know, I mean, I'm in the township. What do you want me to do? So it's supposed to sit in front of my house? What am I supposed to put a pond in so that all your water can stop right there in front of my house? Is that what
your water goes out into private property? I cannot go into private property. We discussed that. So what? What am I supposed to do then?
Well, then you should do something.
Okay.
Now, am I right or wrong, John?
Well, the only thing that we cannot trespass water from one place to another. Granted, God put it there, water goes down, But if we make an application and that allows the water to go onto someone else's property, that makes the township liable. Now, I didn't know that this was putting this in would make it go out in the field.
Where else was this going to go?
I didn't
it's
know.
Been doing this for years.
But normally,
it's been doing this for years. Ever since I've lived here 18 years, that water's been going to that field ever since.
If the water naturally goes from like your front yard or anyone's front yard, or you live on a hill, if water naturally flows and goes onto someone's property, that's God. The second that we take and channel water from a pipe to go onto someone else's property, that happens to be, that's in the city too, isn't it? Is that property in the city?
No.
Is the township?
Yes.
But once we transport that water to someone else's property, we're liable. Mm-hmm. Now, if it happens naturally because of the grade of the land, there's nothing we can do. Now, if you build up that area.
No, I didn't build it up.
No. I said if the area was built up and it naturally flowed that way, there's nothing that, you know, it's water. It's going to go to least resistance.
Yep.
But if we put in, I thought we were tying in because you were talking about the other ones. I thought there was something to tie into. I didn't know that it's just going to catch it and send it out. I didn't know it was going to go in the field.
From the very beginning, when this discussion came up years ago, we all knew that the pipe on the south side of Brownlee goes out into an open field.
Yeah, but I didn't know by putting another.
Been doing that for 18 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, all these other people who've got grits, it would flow under my driveway if it had a grit. It wouldn't lay there. I'm the very last house, you know that.
I understand.
So that hill goes down like this. There's grass right here at the end of the road, not blacktop. It goes all the way to the fence. So the water will lay
so
right
that
there.
Kinda, if I remember right, that just kind of indents right there, right?
It does.
So what happens if that was just filled up and it naturally flow outwards?
If he puts a grit there, the water's going to run right out to it.
But we can't put a grit there or a grate there. We can't put a grate there because then we are, as the township, directing water to someone else's property.
Oh,
if we now wait a minute.
You guys are
let me another solution.
You know I am a voter, guys.
I understand that. But even if we was to fill that area in, is that possible to fill that area in and then the water naturally flows? Without seeing a picture in front of me, I can't remember exactly how it looks. But I do remember there was an indent. What happens if that indent was filled with dirt and then grass seed, would the water not naturally just flow on by?
No.
It would not.
Copeland, where would you like to have the grate put?
Please
tell me where you would like to have the grate put.
Maybe beside my driveway or the mailbox.
On the east side or the west side of your driveway?
The west side.
Which is inside the new pipe that we've already put in?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the new pipe that you put in is already disconnected at Richie's. Richie's actually put dirt. A piece of metal over and put dirt there. And Debbie's a property that's catty corner from mine, I mow for her, and she doesn't even have one. I mean, you guys put a snow or a cone here, and it's been there for the last 3 months.
There's a storm drain there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so
but there's no.
Before we can make a decision on this, the good thing that you're here, all of us are hearing it. The board cannot direct water onto someone else's property. If it will naturally flow that way, it runs down the street and it goes out in that field, that's natural. If we take a look at this and see, is there another way? And when you told me that it would go into the field, I didn't realize we were directing it. Yeah.
It was always doing that, John, going right into that field.
Right, but I took that as natural flow. I didn't realize until sitting here that if we put a catch basin or call it what you want or a grate, that now we are catching and directly distributing that water on someone's property.
And everybody on that street's doing it then.
I understand, but it's one thing if you're doing it, it's another thing if the board of Franklin.
It's okay to end up in my driveway.
No, but you can't. The board of Franklin Township cannot order for it to be directed into someone else's property. If it's naturally flowing that way, that's one thing. Sir, Mr. Stevens.
That drain has always went to the east on Brownlee.
Okay.
All the way from, that's the way that the flow goes. It's always been down.
Exactly right. It flows downward.
Thank you for saying that. It has always went to the east. Your house, Mr. Copeland, is the very last house
in Russia.
But thank you for that too. When it gets to the end of the road, where you had an open ditch and that water lay there because it had nowhere else to go, you asked us to come in there and put pipe in the ground.
Took forever for me to get that done. I had to go through John to get it done.
Well, there's, well.
It's the truth. I mean, you know, you're trying to take credit when you don't deserve it.
But I don't want credit for it.
Okay.
It shouldn't have been done to start with. If you want a grade put in there, I'll be more than happy to put a grade.
I cannot say put a grade.
We can't tell you to put a grade in.
We can't tell you to put a grade in there if it's going to direct water indirectly onto someone's property.
Yeah.
We are.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Let's go over and we'll take a look and see if there's any solution to build the area up to let it naturally flow versus putting a grate and directing it to flow.
If you build it up, it's going to build up more water back towards our road.
I'm going to put a grate in that pipe that we installed, but when all the water that comes down Brown.
But we can't do that, Jim.
No, wait a minute. No,
is it going to direct it to someone else's?
It's only going to divert it into his yard. Once I put a grate in that pipe,
God.
That water
is
going to
come straight up. You know, I don't know why you even keep it.
Point of order.
Good.
Yeah. Point of
Let's
order.
Go hire somebody from West Jeff.
Wait, oh, point of order.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work a way that we can make this work for everybody. The thing is, as I keep saying, when I talk to you and I talk to Jim, yeah, we can put a catch basin. Yeah, we can do this. I did not realize that it would end up impacting someone else's property.
Where did you think it was going to go, John?
I thought there was maybe going, I didn't know where it was going. I thought it was tying into our system. By putting a drain in, like at my house, if you put a drain in, it ties into the line at the end of the street. I assumed that it went into the line that carried it away. I did not know that that line, until I'm hearing what is being said, empties into a field on someone else's property. So, I wasn't aware of that. I thought the drain, like you were talking across the street, I thought they tied in just like most places, and it carries it away. I did not know it went in someone's field. So with that said, I will get with Mr. Stevens to see, we'll look at the area, the other grates that are missing, what can we do to get those grates, and what we need to do. I don't know if we ask the bosses that own it, can we do this? I mean, that's an option.
She's been missing hers for...
Okay. I'm done discussing this
when
he insulted her.
I got you.
It's time.
I understand. If we are able to get a hold of the bosses and say, we need to see about allowing water to flow, if they say yes and they sign off, that's great. It fixes everything. If they say no, we can't statutorily put something in that's going to direct water deliberately into that field. If it runs naturally, yes. I don't know what more I can do to try to eliminate it. But the least,
you should send a contractor over there.
Well,
take a look at it.
Well, as I'm saying, we can check with, I think Boss, is that who owns it? The property bosses?
Yes.
We can check with them and say, listen, we have some water that is draining.
He knows that.
I understand. But what I'm going to do is to see if we can get an okay from him in writing saying that we can send water that direction. If he says no, you can't send water our direction, then there's nothing that we can do.
Okay.
But at least I'm willing,
make a pond there.
I'm willing to make, so I'm trying to make something happen here. I'm not trying to put you off. I am trying to make, it's an option. I want to see it through and I want to see if we can make that happen.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, who else do we have? We have.
I have. I have Jan Legg.
Jan. And I apologize to the audience. I didn't know how else to try to. Sorry, it took so much time. Sorry
for holding
you up.
I will never allow. I'm sorry. You know, you're not going to. I'll sit and listen to anybody, but you're not going to insult myself or one of the employees of the township. Not going to do it. John, you did that better than me because I would have trespassed you.
I was trying to make a resolution that
I will.
Rather than just say this, there's options that we can look at if we work together.
He's my neighbor, and I knew when he came in it was going to be not pretty.
Yeah, but I just wanted to, I wanted to thank John, police department, fire department, and everybody, and thank you again for this.
Well deserved.
Good job, John.
All right. Mr. Blevins, yes. You're up. 3 minutes. Hang on. Okay.
I was going to talk about the police department. I've changed up on our discussion today. So you said you've never worked anywhere, James, where you were paid when you should have been off on workman's comp. You catch what's
never been paid by my employer. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's correct, and that's what I'm trying to get to. And then Mr. Fleshman said that's not how it's done. I would like on the next meeting to bring back to you minutes from past meetings where we have paid a fireman months and months and months their salary when Chief Welch was in charge. And time after time, Ari, John, and Ralph approved 80 hours of pay for him for months. I went to Chief Welch and said, why is this not turned over to the Bureau of Workman's Comp? And I'm assuming that's the letters that you keep using, Steve.
Yes.
And he told me it is cheaper for the township to pay this man's salary than to turn it over, and it will raise the rates of the township. James, I'm trying to tell you, this is the past practice of the township, and you can go into the minutes, sir, yourself, or I will provide them for you, and this is a practice that has been done time and time again, and he sat right there beside you and said it has not. During this meeting, you can go back and listen to the minutes, he said you don't do that, but they have done it.
I'm done, and
I'm happy to listen and be quiet.
It is something that we are working on as a board to correct the ship. You know, I can't deal with what happened in the past.
Understood.
But and there's things that when contract times come up, that we need to look at.
Does it have a difference when it's an MOU?
It should not. As in what?
I think the chief raised his hand during this conversation, and I think he had something that he wanted to add to this conversation earlier when you were talking about that, and he put his hand back down. I'm not trying to put him on the spot. Maybe he can interject. Maybe he can't, or he doesn't want to. It's
we now have a policies and procedures manual that supersede those.
I was only going to say exactly what Mike said. Is when Chief Howard and Chief Welch did the Bureau of Workers' Comp work for the township.
Yeah.
They both always said it is cheaper to pay the employee versus turn them into workers' comp to have their salary paid because it raises the rates.
Our rates are so high. And
Our rates are just out of this world now. It's cheaper for the township to.
And we may have had better rates back then. I mean, it made sense maybe. But
rates are so high.
Right.
That's all I wanted to do, James.
Not a problem.
I wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make you aware.
No, I was well aware of it. I've been made well aware of it by the auditor's office.
Okay,
thank you. The time now is 2:03, and we are adjourned.
Yay.